91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Arizona. All right, welcome down to your end of the dial. You are listening to Locals Only, the second hour of the show. We're going to be kicking it over to Studio 2A, where we got Gat Mooney all dialed up for a live performance and interview. Take it away.
I just changed my strings. I'm gonna have to tune every song. Sorry.
Thank you.
CI Tucson, Arizona, real people, real radio. You're listening to Locals Only, second hour of the show. My name's Serpy. Thank you so much for being here with us this evening. I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with Gat Mooney.
Hey.
Hey, hey. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be back.
Yeah. Is this your first time here as a solo artist?
Or? Yeah. The last two times we're with bands.
Mm-hmm. Taco Sauce.
And Juju Fontaine.
Yeah. How long ago was that?
2018 probably. Oh. The first Juju was probably 2017, and then Taco Sauce was probably 2018 2019.
Okay, so it's been a minute.
It was in the before times for sure.
There has been a lot of before times with you, from what I was reading about your history.
Oh yeah.
With how the pandemic kind of sidelined you for a bit when
yeah.
you were in a band, and then what was the journey getting here? Like, has been solo stuff now. How come?
So the pandemic hit like in March of 2020. We were right in the middle of Taco Sauce tour, like a 2-week tour, and we had to like cut it short before we got to the Bay, because that's when all our moms started calling us like, hey guys, think it's time to call it. And then like nothing for, I don't know, like a year and a half, just like stuck at home, like just working on whatever I could think to work on and just like going crazy. And then moved to Seattle early in 2021, and then just being isolated in Seattle gloom for a while. And and I think like it was a nice break, just because Taco Sauce and Juju just like played shows constantly, and I just hadn't had time to like sit down and really write. And like my first thing was always as like a singer-songwriter. Like I didn't even pick up an electric guitar like seriously until I was like 25 26, because I was just like acoustic finger picky like singer-songwriter, and I just hadn't been able to do that in so long. And so it was like it was a nice break to like be able to do that, but like getting into the Seattle music scene was like, it was really hard, you know, especially like as a singer-songwriter. I was like, oh, if I had Taco Sauce up here, this would be a breeze, because it's like cool bands playing every night. But like as a songwriter, it was like, well, I guess I'm just writing. I'm taking this time to like write and figure out what I'm gonna do next, because it just like weren't too many opportunities for me to perform. But yeah, I'm really grateful for like just the time I had to like sit and ponder and like write and figure out like who I am as a musician after losing like this cool music career that I was like building, and like mourning that and being like, what can I feasibly do now?
Yeah. That making a move out of state in 2021 when the pandemic was popping.
That's a choice.
Yeah. And did you, we talked a little bit before going on air about our mutual Seattle times,
yeah.
but what brought you up then at that time?
Yeah. So if you remember, 2020 was like so hot. It was horrible. Everything was on fire.
Yeah,
literally. There was no monsoon. I was trapped inside. And my ex had a career opportunity in like tech over there. And like, we didn't have to move over there, but I was like, I need to get out of here. I need to like, you know, just that like feeling trapped and just needing to be elsewhere. And it definitely was easier just like being outside any given time year round, if you don't mind getting a little wet. Like I needed that. Like that was so great. But yeah, it was just kind of like, if I can't do music, if I can't like be out at bars and coffee shops with my friends, like I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah.
Like just get me anywhere else. That was really it.
I think too, you know, like you're saying, like needing to shake out the rug, like
yeah.
needing a reset. And sometimes, you know, going in, starting to find a new voice, a new chapter in your life, being in a whole new environment
mm-hmm.
can help that. You know, like sometimes if you came back home, there's ghosts around town, there's things that are kind of distract you. But being in a new place in that type of solitude probably was really good, like a little incubator for you to like.
Oh yeah, it was. I started out. And I wasn't even playing music that much all the time. I was kind of just like living life and figuring out like, I don't know, like what else I do. And I started skateboarding again and like became more of a like adventurous outdoor person and just started going on like adventures by myself and like, and yeah, just exploring Seattle. Like Seattle is like a great city to just explore. And
yeah.
so I was really just kind of living life, which just like, you know, it's who said this, that like writing music is like a cat, like you don't chase it, you don't chase the cat, you wait for it to come to you. And so it was kind of like that. It was like, I'm just gonna go live life and like find things to write about like when it's time to write.
Yeah.
And yeah, just like went through a lot during the time that I was there, so it did leave me with a lot to write for sure.
Yeah. And get Mooney. Like, so when you decided to start doing a solo thing, what made you, your given name, Gabby Montoya, why, what the moniker? Where did that come
yeah,
from?
It's an anagram of G Montoya. Oh. And so there's a million, like, Gabby's, Gabriella's in music, like, a lot of Gabby, Gabriella Montoya's. So it was just, like, I wanted something immediately searchable where it's, like, you only find me if you look that up. And I was, like, I've always kind of had alter egos for, like, my band things, for, like, Juju Fontaine and for, like, Taco Sauce. And so I was, like, I do need a little bit of, like, an alter ego. So it's, like, Gat Mooney is, like, a little Western, a little tough, like, you know, so.
Covers all the bases.
Yeah, I would love to go by my name. I love my name. It's just not feasible.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it is good to have something that kind of sets you apart, and then as time goes on and everyone comes to know you, you know, that you can go back to it if you care to. But it is great. I love it. It just has a real air about it that brings you in, and it's like, what's going on there?
Yeah, it was either Gat Mooney or Matt Gooney, and I was like, well, I wanted to start with a G still, because that's my name, so.
Yeah, it rolls off the tongue better as well.
I think so.
The first time I got to see you was at Congress. You were opening up for Carlos Arzate. I had seen Taco Sauce before, I'd heard the music and stuff, but I was just talking to James in there as well before coming into this room. Like, you just play these beautiful, intricate guitar parts, and your voice is so strong and just soaring and out there, and you kind of get lost in it. Like, when you watch you play, you kind of glaze over and you kind of get lost into it. Was guitar, you said it was kind of late that you turned to the electric guitar, but when did you pick it up and start that whole journey with the six string?
When I was 14, I started off on, like, piano. I was always, like, a singer, and they were like, well, if you want to, like, go to school for music, you need to learn an instrument. So I learned piano, and then my mom had started learning acoustic guitar and, like, gave up on it, like, after the G chord, like, everyone gives up after, like, the open G chord. And she was like, well, here, like, you're into emo music, learn how to play guitar. And I was like, okay. And so I did, and was trying to play, like, 2000s emo music, like, on my little acoustic guitar and stuff. But yeah, just something about the, like, tactile essence of it. Like, it's part of you, like, when you're playing. Yeah. And so that really appealed to me more than piano or keyboard. And so, I did just kind of start off doing my little, like, strummy acoustic, and then heard Iron and Wine. I don't know, probably, like, 2008 was the first time I heard Iron and Wine, but, Naked As We Came, like, the finger picking, and I was like, that's a thing you can do, I need to learn how to do that. And so that was kind of just, like, getting really into finger picking and how else I can do really, like, melodic things with acoustic guitar, and then trying to translate that to electric. I was just trying to be more, like, accessible. Like, it's hard to get gigs as just, like, an acoustic artist, like, it just is. And so I was like, okay, like, I can do a cool, like, groovy, soulful thing, like, with electric guitar that works with me too. And so I just really, like, leaned into that and was like, well, I can kind of do anything I used to do on acoustic guitar on electric. I just have to figure out, like, different tone things, which took a long time to figure out. But yeah, I do occasionally still like picking up, like, when I write, I'll pick up, like, an acoustic guitar, because I don't have to worry about, like, knobs and pedals and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'll just pick that up to get, like the whole album I pretty much wrote on acoustic, and then tried to perform it. And I was like, I hate performing on acoustic. This sucks. But it's great for writing.
Yeah. Is that, I lost it. I looked at the time. I'm like, am I chatting too much here? Going back to the album, Into Belief?
Into Belief,
it's kind of, and that's finished, it's wrapped up, it's ready?
It's, all the demos are recorded. I've been kind of, like, tiptoeing around, like, who I want to work with, just because I've had bad experiences with people. Yeah. But my friend Dylan Barnes, a.k.a. Microphone Television, I don't know if you've heard, he's cool. He's, like, a genius and super weird, which I vibe with. I'm like, cool, like, we both have, like, weird things going on in our heads that, like, other people don't quite get. But yeah, he... Like, one day I was like, yeah, I think I want to work on this, but I'm not sure. And he was like, I'll be right there. And, like, brought his, like, gear. He just, like, comes to you with, like, his gear, his, like, little monitor and, like, laptop and, like, recording. And I was like, before I even knew it, I was, like, recording a single. I was recording Guillotine. And so I was like, okay, like, that was easy. Like, I'll probably keep working with you. And, like, showed up to my drummer's house and, like, recorded that for us really quick. And it was super easy. So, like, I think, like, it's all, like, all the demos are there. And we even used my demo, my Logic demo. I sent it to him and he just used that template and just re-recorded everything. Yeah. And so it will be really easy to finish now that I've figured that part out. So I'm thinking probably by, like, fall, if not sooner.
Okay. Yeah, that's gonna be around the corner, actually. Yeah. Yeah, it's so important having when you're doing something, any music, any art, but being in the right environment with the right cast of people, it can make or break something. And it's good, especially since you do wear so many hats. You are a singer, songwriter, performer, producer. You know, it's hard to just give it all over to somebody.
Yeah, it's like, really hard trusting somebody with that. And then, like, once it's all done, having to be like, okay, I kind of like that, I guess, and just like having to pretend. And so it's nice when you like don't have to pretend, or when, especially when you can like be honest with someone and be like, all right, change this, change this, change this. And they'll just do it without being like, my way's better, actually.
Yeah. Sometimes that friction can bring some gold to it, but I don't know.
Well, he does one thing that I haven't always loved. He lets my voice overdrive when it overdrives, like just lets it peak, and kind of give it that old-timey soul sound. And I'm still kind of on the fence about it, because I always automate the peaks out of my voice, because I just have moments where it's like soft, 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 blah. And so I always automate that out. He's like, nah, leave it. It's cool. I'm like, all right.
I have to agree, I think, because you do have a very, very powerful voice. And it, you know, back in the days of analog recording, you could slam the tape like that and it made that warmth. And I think digital is getting better, to where it used to be you'd slam the peaks like that and it just was just so unpleasing to the ear.
Right.
But with certain plugins and emulators, and it's getting better to be able to carry over, so you can have the convenience of doing a digital recording things, but still not have to compromise what you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, we're going to talk more out there in radio land. You're listening to Gat Mooney. My name's Serpy, coming to you live from Studio 2A. KXCI is local only. What are we going to play next?
Thin Skin. And I just released a music video for this a few months ago.
Yeah.
It's my outfit music video. I was like, I need an outfit music video where it's just me being vibey in the desert with different outfits. I love it.
Yeah. It's a beautiful video. Definitely check it out there if you haven't seen it. It's gorgeous. It's really well done. That whole thing, the mirror in the dirt, it's very symbolic.
My friend Clarice Bales, they're an amazing filmmaker. They did my last the first song I did, Tinfoil. There's a music video for that they also did, where I'm skating around like in a housewife dress, like skateboarding around. Super cool. Check them out, for no other reason because she's an amazing filmmaker.
Yeah, she does a good job. All right, Gat Mooney coming to you live from Studio 2A, locals only. I want to get away more than I got. I want to
private day never started off whole. I don't know. I wanna call the shots. I wanna get way more than I've got. I wanna let it all go. So I dig under my thin skin for a glimpse at the trusted friend. You saw me for loving a man. Should have never looked for loving a man.
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to your end of the dial. You're listening to Locals Only. My name's Serpy, and I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with Gat Mooney. Thanks again for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's really our pleasure, I'm telling you. So last break, we were talking a bit about your musical introduction, mainly around the guitar playing and things that were coming out, songs that you needed to write. You're lyrically very... it's very intimate, very exposing lyrics that you sing, and you know, you deliver it in a way that kind of gives the listener enough room to be safeguarded, but mm-hmm. it really draws you in as well. Is your writing process with the lyrics, do you write and have stories and then you apply it to the guitar, or are you coming with the guitar first and then fitting in the lyrics where they come in and fit?
Yeah, it's always very like lyrically inspired, like a little like phrase, if I'm just like doing something, like a phrase will like pop into my head and I'll like jot it down in my little notebook really quick. And I feel like words are very musical to me, like words have just like such rhythm and like musicality to them that it always kind of like a little melody will like pop into my head, and then I'll just kind of like build it around that. I feel like when I start with guitar, I try to be a little too pretentious, a little too like let's be really complicated and let's impress the guitar people. Yeah. And it just doesn't really like, I'm sure when I get bored someday I will do that, but it doesn't feel like really true to me. And so I think like when I am like being true to my songwriting style, it starts with words, and then like my chords might not be like super complicated, or what I'm doing musically isn't always like super complicated, but I'm just like, it has to be whatever is like right for like what I'm saying, like just the feel of it. That's like, yeah, my main thing.
Yeah, it is. That first song you played, that last set, I'm going to butcher it, but the lyric is something along the lines, the crossroad of chaos and total control of the intersection. Like,
yeah,
like that hits with me. And like, there's a lot of lyrics that you deliver that hit like that, and they land, and then I dwell on them, and then I try to catch up with you. So every time I listen to the songs, I'm picking out more pieces and the story's coming together more and more. And I'm drawn to that type of songwriting. I love lyrics in the song and melody, and you really do bring that. And it doesn't surprise me, because you do use your voice more like an instrument rather than just a thing that's oh, we got to sprinkle this story on top of this thing. And
yeah,
it's not an easy thing to do, you know, to skirt that line between that type of intensity and intimacy and be able to still give it to people in a digestible way.
It's that opera training. I don't know how to be subtle. I have no subtlety.
You got people, who else in your family does music, or are you kind of the black sheep?
My mom, like, she's just has always been like singing. I just remember her like just singing always and playing new songs and doing her like silly little mom dance. Like, I remember her singing like Linda Ronstadt around the house, like, you're no good, you're no good. Yeah. Like, such a mom song, which I didn't like back then. And then once I was in Seattle, that's when I was like, I really started getting into Linda Ronstadt. Cause I was like, this reminds me of home, cause she's from Tucson. Yeah. But yeah, as far as I'm really the only one. I've tried to like nudge my sisters to get into it, and just me.
Okay. Is it just you and your sisters? You got any brothers in the clan as well?
No, I have four sisters, a bunch of like nieces and nephews, but like very matriarchal family.
Nice. Where are you in that whole line? You the youngest?
I'm the second oldest. So I got beat up by my big sister, but I still was responsible for all the younger ones.
Yeah, you got a lot of responsibility. You were kind of one of the first through the wall, made it easier for the other ones to get through.
Yeah, I was the really like neurotic one, like, why isn't anyone paying attention to these kids? Like ask my mom. I was a pain.
You're co-parenting.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah. So we were talking about the album that's in the works, Into Belief. It's maybe in the fall, maybe in the winter, it's going to be coming out. As we talked about in that first set, you've been doing a lot. You have a lot of touring and moving around under your belt. Is that something you want to continue with, or are you kind of taking a break from the road? And
yeah, no, definitely want to get back into touring, maybe just like some little regional things like New Mexico and Arizona things as soon as we can, especially with Taco Sauce. Like, I've never done a solo tour, which as soon as I'm done with the album, I'm gonna figure out how that works, how to do that. Yeah. I've always wanted to do like a solo tour, but with Taco Sauce, it's like, that's kind of just like my fun thing. I'm like, let's go on a road trip, guys. Like, we had a good fan base in like New Mexico and like around Arizona, and so I'm just like, all right, I want to see if anyone still remembers us out there. But yeah, we're working on a lot of new Taco Sauce music right now, so I think as soon as we feel like we have some more like modern material, like, we're gonna get out on the road for sure.
Do that as well. Yeah, I love Taco Sauce, and it's such a different thing than what you're bringing
it
here.
It's my outlet. Like, when I didn't have it, I was like, I need something to go crazy with. Like, I can't just play sad songs all the time. Like, I need to play sad songs and show like my voice and my intricate playing skills, and I also need to like jump around and like yell and like pretend I know how to shred.
You gotta, the balance balances, it's perfect. And having those outlets, it seems like some people don't allow themselves that. They're like, oh, I'm into this, I'm into that, I can do this, I can do that, but people, I want to be known for this, or this is, you know, the thing that I'm strong.
Yeah, like the boxes of like, this is what I do. And I've really had to struggle to not like fall into that, to not put myself in like, this is what I do, this is what I need to work at. And it's like, no, you can actually do whatever you want, and it doesn't have to make any sense.
It can be hard to juggle, but when you give yourself that freedom, it is a freedom that you're not going to give back. And I think too, like what you were talking about earlier, as a solo artist, it can be hard to get certain gigs. You know, you can talk to a club and they're like, oh, well, you don't have a full band, so not you can't do you on a weekend or whatever. You know, they have certain expectations for what it's going to help bring people through the door and sell the drinks and all that stuff. But I think you definitely have this solo presence that you're going to find niches for it. You know, not even, you know, whether it's house concerts or just those environments where people want to come and listen and hear and you don't seem to be shy about it. Like, you don't need the band around you to like kind of give you that buffer of protection.
So. Yeah. And that was hard to learn too. Like getting over the nervousness of that was like extremely hard, especially after not playing live for a while. But like, I did come back and see like, whoa, there's so many like young women songwriters and artists doing well right now in the Tucson scene. Like, it's amazing. Like, I know like there's space for me. I just have to like figure it out again.
And that's an interesting thing you brought up too. I mean, obviously we love Tucson, and it's just such a beautiful supportive community. Mm-hmm. But how do you find like women in rock, women in music in general, you know, it's been such a long battle, and getting them to be able to have the same voice, the same presence. When you were touring and going around, did you find that it was you're finding welcoming responses from clubs, from bookers?
Oh, and stuff. Yeah, like absolutely. Like with Taco Sauce, like I don't want to say, oh, that was in the early bands of like girl band, the early times of like girl bands being cool, but it wasn't like as ubiquitous as it is now. It's like every band has like girls in it now. Yeah. But like, you know, it was like a scary thing of like, are we, like, how is this going to go over? Like, are people going to be mean about it? And people were like, so they just like wanted like a cool, fun, like authentic band who just did what they wanted. And it just really came across like people were really great to us everywhere we went, other than like, you know, like people will get drunk at shows and like try to do inappropriate things. That's like been the biggest downside. But like overall, just like making connections as a band and like booking stuff and just going places and being like welcomed, like I was genuinely surprised at how well we were received, like in 2018 2019, you know.
Yeah, good. I'm glad to hear that, and I always do try to, you know, because I don't know, and you know, so asking. And it does seem like the environment for it is getting better.
Yeah.
And you do, going back to that first time I saw you live, like your ability to handle your nerves, you know, like things for me, like, whoa, like once I get then I just sit, that's it, I'm choking. Yeah. And it's over. But when I saw you at that show with Carlos, you played first, and you
the
know,
lights had just gone out, the power had just gone out.
Like, all of Congress just went black.
Yeah.
And it was like, what happened, what's going on?
That was awful.
And then, is it coming back on, is the show gonna happen? And it was like, okay, it's back on, get up there, go. Yeah, do it.
And yeah, you just and I, did you yeah know? And I was in such a hurry, I was like, I don't want to take anyone else's time, I'll just do like a few songs. And then they were like, we can't find Olivia, do whatever you want. That's right. It was great. It was such a like strange, like, and I was like, I had hyped it up as like, it's my first solo Congress show, this is such a big deal. And it was like, oh, you might not actually be able to play, okay, go play a few songs.
yeah it's all that worry for naught.
Yeah
All right, well, we should probably, we got about 10 minutes 12 minutes left, so we're gonna get back to it. But just to recap, you do have a show coming up this Saturday.
Mm-hmm, at Pose. I've never been there. I've heard it's cool.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's okay. A great, and that room is going to fit you wonderfully.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a very, it's a cool room. It's got room to breathe, but it's intimate. People are showing up to listen. Okay. And I think you're gonna really do good there.
Awesome.
Yeah. And any other shows lined up besides that one coming up?
Yeah, so Taco Sauce June 4th at Club Congress with Stepmom and New Misphoria. I've never played a show with them, so that'll be awesome.
That's a good bill right there. Yeah. That's going to be a good bill. Awesome. You're listening to Locals Only. Gat Mooney coming to you live. Going to take it up to the 10 o'clock hour, then we're going to kick it downtown for night interlude. So stick around. Get back to the sound. Thank you. Just no long jam band shredding thing.
That's what I do.
I know, but we're
that's my whole thing. Someday when I get bored.
Look at him wasting the day. How could anyone be so calm? Smiling from morning to evening, kindly regarding the fragile creature who lives in his palm. Look at him spinning his wheels. What could someone so perfect ever have to fear? No, she's impatient till he feels he's being perceived. He takes my face in his hands and says, don't worry, dear.
Listen to Locals Only. Gat Mooney gonna squeeze one more song in here. Thanks for listening. We're gonna be kicking it downtown right after this song.
You think I'm crazy?
Locals only. Gat Mooney. Going to be playing over at Pose this Saturday. Thanks, everybody. Be safe out there.